Siegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
When I saw the headlines about Jalen now starting to look around and seeing some of the money that is being thrown around, after I heard Jalen on the Eisen Show with Seth Rollins, by the way, filling in.
Yeah, it's new trend. All the radio trades are writing about it. We have a wrestler fill in when the hosts are on vacation. So working on some ideas for you guys.
Randy Orton's coming in, guys.
There we go. Week. All right.
Yeah, that man is
RKO from out of nowhere.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka is doing inside the clubhouse.
That's going to be a really difficult, difficult thing for him to do inside the clubhouse.
All right. I am David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball.
Well, you keep him out of my business, brother, because when we get inside that ring, we are definitely going to find out who the real man is. Do you understand, brother?
Woo! Woo! Sergeant Slaughter's doing hit and run on Sunday morning.
Yep.
That's going to be tough, too.
I'm just saying. You know, keep going.
Sing along, everybody.
Ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba. It's Sunday. It's hit and run. Ba-ba. Here comes the low brass. Who's with me? Crank it, Tyler.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Immortal Slime, you thought the war was over. But as you can see, it's just begun.
What? All my references are dead?
He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Man, do we have a lot of cool stuff for you on today's program. A lot of interesting topics and some good friends are going to stop by too. And everyone's here. Alex had too much barbecue this weekend. We found that out, and it started on Friday. Tanny didn't have enough barbecue. That man is Matt Bleepin' Spiegel.
Hello. I'm wearing an impulse buy from a street T-shirt vendor outside of Wrigley.
I dig that T-shirt, man. I meant to tell you that.
Yeah, little Cubs Red Sox weekend memorial. It's funny because, like, at one point, I was buying the shirt, and a friend of mine was, too. And my wife's like, oh, that's cool art. Where'd you get that, sir? And he said, oh, we just steal it off the internet. We just take it.
Why not?
Okay, I guess that's why my shirt was $15.
That's right.
And it's delightful. So let's go. A good weekend around the city.
Over 120,000 people saw the Red Sox and the Cubs play over at Wrigley Field. It was an electric atmosphere, and for the most part, the Cubs did what they were supposed to do, go win a series.
Yeah, they did. But it's like it's quite a moment in time because both the organizations are having a love affair that the fan base is kind of back in touch with them. So, like, whew, there was all kinds of vibes going on over there, and a lot of people dreaming of those two teams maybe in a World Series someday.
Speaking of the Cubs, tonight they begin their series against the Royals at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have first pitch at 7:05 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. You're listening to the Spiegel and Holmes show on 670 The Score, the Odyssey, and the iHeartRadio app. So, Speegs, if you're the Cubs and you're like, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to win series. You go and win a series, and you dominated for most of that series. You wake up today and you look over, and there are the Brewers smiling at you going, hi, we've been here the whole time.
Man, they're not going anywhere, man. They're crazy good. They really are. And everything we talked about a little bit in transition, we'll talk about it with Jeff Levering at 325. It's like that's just a very healthy organization, and they play the right way. And so now do the Cubs. So there was a moment yesterday morning where the Cubs were sitting with the best record in baseball, and now it's back to Detroit. And the Cubs in Milwaukee are tied for the second best record in baseball because life comes at you fast. But we're set up for some big time fun. And what? 5-game series coming up. That doubleheader on the 18th of August.
On the 18th of August. That's an interesting date for you to point out. that you would bring that up.
Yeah,
Danny, why might Matt Spiegel, bring up the 18th of August?
All I know, it's the biggest game of the year in my book. You know, it's the one I've never been more excited to attend a Cubs game than this particular Monday in August.
God love you, Tanny.
Because, Alex, do you know? I seem to have forgotten why it's so big. It just feels big.
Isn't it your first day back from vacation, right?
It is.
It's your first day back from vacation.
That's what it is.
And I think Alex then goes on vacation that day.
Ooh, we got to line that up better next time. It's part of your deal, part of my deal. We have to go together. Sorry. You're coming with me to Northern Michigan with my family.
That all works out well. Congratulations,
and I'm going
Alex.
I don't want to put your business out there, but I'm going with you and your girlfriend to where you're going.
I mean, where Alex is going on his vacation is pretty fantastic, but I'll be listening to Matt Spiegel sing the national anthem.
That's right, man. My anthem.
Oh, dig yourself.
Thank you, Rex. We'll talk to him at 5. My anthem will kick off the 5-game series. So there's a lot riding on that anthem. If things don't go well during the anthem, they might not go well for the Cubs. That series, that's how that works, right? There's correlation.
Well, I mean, you did kill the Cubs yesterday.
I did not. That is unfair.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking at the box score.
Okay.
And it says here that Drew Pomeranz pitched a third of an inning, 2 hits, 3 runs, all earned in that inning. He also walked a batter. Hey, do you guys remember what show Drew Pomeranz was on yesterday on the score? Was it hit and run?
I was in the car listening at the unconventional appearance time of like 11:58 for a guest.
You're exactly right.
I just
right.
wanted to go to the grocery store, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting on Drew Pomeranz.
He agreed to come on between warming up on the field and the game.
That's pretty dope, actually.
It is. I agree. It's a thing.
That's about as late as you've ever had a guest, right?
I was shocked. I was shocked at that. He agreed to come on, and we're talking about his curveball and how much he used to throw it as a as a starter, and how he doesn't throw it as much as a reliever. And he's like, oh, it's still my best pitch, though. I still get a lot of people out with the curveball. Then there's a curveball to Alex Bregman. Good night, everybody.
Yep.
You're saying that's on me? That's crap, Holmes. It's crap.
I'll defend hit and run guests for a second here. Shane Smith went on to become an all-star after he was on hit and run.
Isn't he on the injured list now?
Yeah, but that's so far removed. Yeah. Now we can put that on us because he was on our show.
That's
but
true.
Granted, you guys weren't here. So I'm putting that on Alex and Rami.
It's Rami's fault.
Yeah, it's Rami's. That's good.
Just blame Rami.
I agree.
All of that stuff. But it was – I really enjoy the weekend of games. I thought that, one – you were into the romantic like connection between the two organizations. I'm looking at it as trying to figure out who's good and who's not.
Yeah.
Because that's now my thing is I allow the Cubs to tell me who's good and who's not. Like this year so far, it's actually worked. Where I'm like, are they good? Like, are those guys good?
Like, well, when they finally got the Cardinals and exposed the Cardinals of a couple series, you were then convinced that the Cardinals are not for real.
They trash. And like I told you, I expect the Reds to finish ahead of the Cardinals. By the way, the Reds have overtaken the Cardinals in the National League Central standings. And I kind of look at it and go, I'm trying to figure out, and it's hard. Regular season is very different. The way the games are managed are completely different in the postseason than they are in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as just like an eye test, I looked at the Red Sox and I was like, I don't see it.
Really?
I don't see them as a team that's going to be a player as far as the World Series goes. And I do see the Cubs as someone that you're going to have to go through.
It's interesting. I definitely see the Cubs that way. I think the Red Sox could be good, could be very good. They are a very talented team.
How much of this has to do with your bet?
The bet was made in part, the bet that the Red Sox would finish with a better record than the Yankees was made in part because I knew all the kids were going to come up, and now the kids are here. I mean, Christian Campbell is now back in the minors is one thing, but Roman Anthony is the real deal, and Marcelo Mayer is good. They have a lot of really good talent. That Willier Abreu with the 2 home runs yesterday is really good. They might trade Jaron Duran just because they're that loaded in the outfield. Here's Yoshida back. I think they got a lot of really good bats, and they hit homers, man. They hit homers. And that's what they did yesterday. Cubs did it on Saturday. Red Sox did it yesterday. Aroldis Chapman is looking like his dominant old self.
Amazing right now.
It's amazing. And you saw Crochet yesterday. Giolito gave up the three-run bomb on Friday, but he's been pretty good.
He locked in after that, which I was shocked. I figured, because, you know, he doesn't pitch well at Wrigley. And so I'm sitting there watching him, and I'm like, oh, this is – They've got a bead on the changeup, and they're just going to continue to tattoo him throughout this game.
I think that division is weird, man. The Blue Jays are one of those teams that are getting it done, and I'm not exactly sure how. And a lot of it is like a George Springer magical run that I don't expect to continue. So I think that either the Rays or the Red Sox are going to win that division. I don't think the Yankees are.
Wow.
I think it's going to be the Rays or the Red Sox that win that division.
I got to ask, how much of this pumping up of the Red Sox has to do with your commemorative T-shirt? Like, you hoping it retains the value and the specialness of, you know, the series that just happened.
I will say that my brother called me last night. He said, all right, if they go to the World Series, we're going to every game. We're going to every game. You got to take care of Chicago. I'll pay all the stuff for Boston. We got to go to every game. And so there's some of that.
I think that's lovely.
I so do I.
I think your brother should pay for all of it.
I agree. I've asked those kind of things before. But no, Tanny, so it's not about the T-shirt, but it is about
because it might as well say the Jays or the Rays on it. Like, it's the same. You know, it's not that special.
Well, right. And the beautiful thing is that I can keep using this litmus test because the Cubs take on the Blue Jays on August 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Let's make some shirts.
So we can, in Toronto. So it gives me an opportunity to go to Canada if I want it.
There you go. You
go
should.
Up there.
And check out all those teams.
Do some shows.
So, yeah, man, we'll see. But it'll be an interesting thing. That's for sure. I'd love to see that World Series, man. That's one of the great sports things that's still kind of looming as a possible. Remember when the Cubs won it, it was like, it was written about as like, all right, that's one of the great like unfinished sports things. Them and now Cleveland winning a World Series is still that.
In 2003, we were on track, right? Yes. Like, we were on track for it in 2003, and then things go happen and weirdness abounds. Mm-hmm. So all of that stuff. But
you're not buying it. I hear you.
I don't feel it on them yet. But maybe I just look at the Cubs and I go, that team is really loaded, and I feel like as much as I've been the proponent of they need to go out here and step on people's necks, you know, bully these hoes, I've been known to say
yes
about the National League Central, I don't think that they have to go crazy at the trade deadline. I think that there are two very important pieces that they need. They've got to upgrade third base, and I know Matt Shaw had a decent weekend, once as a pinch hitter, once as a starter. If they could upgrade the offense at third base and they could get just another starter to help them through the final 50 games of the season.
Yeah, that's the question. Like, how good should the starter be?
I mean, obviously you want the best starter you can get, but it would be nice to not have any more TBAs. And even Cade Horton was phenomenal yesterday. I don't trust him. And so I would like someone who's a little bit better. And if that means that you give Cade Horton a start here or there, great.
Well, here's the an emblem of how aggressive you want to be is the right fielder Owen Casey. Okay,
so I don't want to be that aggressive.
Well, that, for nothing, you trade him for one of these starting pitchers that is extra years on the deal. Like, Lugo's got one extra year. Mitch Keller has two extra years. Alcantara has two extra years. There's no way in hell I'd trade him for a rental like Keller or Gallen.
But someone with extra years on the contract, you would consider it.
I consider it. But if you're trading Owen Casey and not re-signing Kyle Tucker, then you don't have a right field solution next year.
And when you look and you're like, oh, that Smith kid seems to be doing just fine and down in Houston,
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you walk out of this with your team kind of intact because you're expecting to lose Tucker. You might be able to re-sign him, but you can't lose all of your right field prospects are just gone.
Yeah, so like how aggressive are you willing to be with Owen Casey is kind of an emblem of how much you should be going for it at this particular trade deadline. It's fascinating because remember, they refused to give him up for Jesus Luzardo, for the Jesus Lizard, and so the Phillies got him, and he's been great It's been absolutely great.
Well, to go back to your point about the American League East, what Boston thinks of themselves will have a major implication on the trade market for everybody. If they think that they are capable of winning this division, which by the standings, they should think that, right? Like if we're looking at nothing but the standings and them winning, what, 11 out of 13 games or their last 13 games, you go, okay, yeah, we're in it and we're in it to win it. The Yankees are not very good. Let's see if we can compete.
Yeah.
But if they're looking at peripherals and they're looking at it going, we have a competitive record, but maybe we're not a World Series winning team. Could we still stay in the same place that we're at, where we're competing to win the American League East and giving ourselves a chance to win a World Series, and also maybe make some trades that are more for down the road than they would be for 2025?
Yeah, that's the dream of these guys. Like Breslow and Jed both want to live in that middle world, because then you don't have to commit and you don't have to push everything into the middle. But I think it's going to be a fascinating deadline, because everybody needs the same things. Everybody needs a starting pitcher. Everybody needs a third baseman. Brewers might need a third baseman. Yankees want a third baseman.
Everyone needs a third baseman.
And Arizona's sitting there pretty with Suarez for a rental third baseman. They're going to probably get a haul, which is not what usually happens.
The Dodgers need a third baseman?
Oh, yeah, because Muncy's hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
everyone needs a third base. Yeah. And you know, that's the scary thing.
Dodgers had a third baseman, by the way. It got fleeced by Chris Getz and them. You know?
That's true. He had a nice game yesterday too.
He's got those hands back up.
But the scary thing, swinging earlier.
Yeah.
But the scary thing is the Dodgers popping up on August 1st and be like, meet new Dodger, Eugenio Suarez. And everyone's like, really?
That'd be perfect.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
This bleeping guy goes to that bleeping team. But it would make sense, right? Here's my team of all-stars.
Yeah.
Good luck getting through the batting order.
Yeah, I'd like to see them be super aggressive and fail. You know, I've got them firmly in the Evil Empire West camp now, and it's nice. It's nice to have that. I mean, they spent all that money on the bullpen in the offseason, and they still need bullpen. Yeah. Good for you.
Bullpens are living things. You never know.
You don't know.
From month to month, whether your bullpen is good.